I may be a destination expert around the world, but in the Lone Star State, that honor goes to my sister, Katrina. While we both share a passion to explore, her life keeps her closer to home, and she crisscrosses this state, which is about the size of France, without hesitation. Coming up, she will be joining us to share her insight into one of the most regarded music festivals, South by Southwest, which just wrapped up in Austin, Texas. This is KK Robbins, and you are listening to episode 11 of Travel Talk. Hi, sister.
Hi, sister.
There are a few areas where you are untouchable, and one of those is your vast knowledge of music. So I know you're in the middle of your own March Madness coming off your week at South By. Let me set the stage. See what I did there? You haven't missed a year for at least 15 years and have been going for far longer. What is South By to you?
South By is marvelous mayhem. It's truly a massive collaboration of creative minds and souls as far as music, film, and tech is concerned. It all just kind of combined and meet together and create this magic everywhere you go. You can just walk down the street in one block and you're going to hear probably 10 different bands and you're going to want to just go where it's drawing you. You'll have a plan, hopefully, but usually the best plans are broken and you migrate into these areas where the energy is flowing.
For me, it's like going to camp. From my camp experience, I first choose to sign up for music therapy, of course, right?
That's one of the main reasons why I wanted to grab you, your insider tips of how to make the most of this amazing festival.
I think a lot of people think it's very similar to Coachella or Bottle Rock or ACL Music Festival, but it's more. It's just more. It's kind of a make your own festival.
I have only been once, and that was last year. That was my very first time going. And so all of these years, I've heard you talking about it, refusing to do anything else during that 10 days, including invitations that I have given you to come all over the world. And the response was always, oh, that's South By. And I was, of course, extending that invitation because it was your children's spring break, and so it made sense. But of course, South By won out. I got it. I'm not bitter.
But you do understand a little bit why now, because you've got to experience a little bit of the magic yourself.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say, is that I would always imagine that it was, you know, old school, but then the newcomers, and thought, yeah, it sounds fantastic, but perhaps also didn't know exactly what to expect. But when we were there last year, I was blown away right off the bat. Some of the places that we naturally go throughout the year when it's not South by Southwest, like Hotel San Jose and sit by the pool and drink frosés and all of these things down in South Congress, they then were enhanced by like 100 times. I remember probably the thing that stood out the most was going into Gordon Brothers. For those that don't know, it's a hat maker. So we go into Gordon Brothers, we're trying on these hats, and we walked in and there's just a group, a band playing right in the middle of this small hat store. And then you go two doors down and it's a sunglass store. And there's another band playing in there. I've never experienced anything like it.
100%. I saw four fantastic bands in this tiny, tiny shop. I was able to multitask and try on hats while listening to these amazing bands that were from all genres, from all across the world. There were bands from Texas, there were bands from Australia, there were bands from Europe, just a very internationally diverse lineup. What is so unique about all of the bands is that it's not like, oh, I missed that. I missed seeing them. Chances are, if you're there for more than a day, especially, even if you're there for just one day, if you really want to see them and you just caught the last song and you thought, wow, who was that? You can easily find out where they're playing, and chances are they're going to be playing later that day. These bands, they start, well, oftentimes at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and then can still see that same band playing at midnight. There's a chance for you to see them more than once, and there's a chance for you to see them multiple days. It literally takes over the whole city, you know, and it is not just music. I mean, primarily the music part of it is new bands wanting to get signed to a label. And oftentimes they're signed on the spot. There's people there from every label coming to check out these bands. But if they are bands that you've heard of, then they're usually there for you to hear their new music. They're putting out a new album, or they're going on tour, or there's something. And so they are determined to showcase their music as many times as possible from like Wednesday to Sunday all over the city.
So what you're saying is around the city, these bands are going to start at 8 a.m. and then they will basically be roaming stages in different venues.
Correct. And that's what's so fun. Every single spot, small hotel parking lots are huge stages that have bands every single day, record stores, coffee shops. They all are music venues. You're going to want to get your walking shoes on and you're going to be trekking across the city nonstop at a very frenzied pace, which for us is no problem. You could be leaving a showcase where you just saw a musician and they might be hot on your tail. You know, you're walking and you're going and you're trying to get to the next place and they're trying to get to their next place and you're walking side by side with them. It's happened to me many times. Or you're heading out to the left, they're heading out to the right and they're hopping in a pedicab because they have 5 minutes to get to the next show. And the funny thing is that you would think that you would be waiting because of this. It blows my mind every year that you will be in this bar and you're listening to a musician and they started right on time at the scheduled time that they said they were going to start at 3 p.m. And then at 4 p.m., the other band's going to come on. Well, you would think, there's no way. That band was playing 5 miles away. There's no way that they're going to make it there in time. And lo and behold, 2 minutes before that band finishes their last song, in comes, you can see them come in from the back of the store, the bar, the hat shop, whatever, and they're right on time. It's like clockwork. It's just this massive melody of moving parts. That's why I don't like to miss it. It's because it's not just about hearing new bands. It's consuming the creative energy that's just flowing all around the city. And each place just plays music all day long. And so these musicians travel all around the city. And so then you have the branding that goes along with all of these things. And it becomes this great little way of teaming up. Simultaneously, you'll have the film festival going on. So every theater in Austin is pretty much premiering a film.
There are badges. If you haven't paid for this badge, because the badge will get you into most venues, but without a badge, one could fill their time with, well, yes?
Yes. Since this is a music festival and conference, the official conference you can purchase badges for. And if you just really want to get in and experience every little aspect of the festival, a badge would be a great option. I can honestly tell you, I have never purchased a badge. And I would say that I've gotten into 90% of the shows, films, and things that I wanted to be a part of. Now, that takes a little creativity. Every building and spot of land becomes a venue to showcase something, whether it's a new app or bands or your new canned rosé or tequila. They all have these lifestyle brands behind them. So if you're on social media in February, some of your favorite brands will be saying, hey, getting ready for South by Southwest in Austin next month. If you see that post, and they may not go into any other detail. You DM this brand and you say, I would love to be on your VIP list. I would love to be on your guest list. And you sign up. I have showcases from major record labels that I follow just because they produce some of my favorite artists that email me every February saying, get on the list. And so that's the easiest and best way to really make sure that you have an in to some of these things is by getting on these lists. There's a stage set up at the Hotel San Jose. That's a great one because you're going to really get a great feel for true Austin and South Congress, especially. Their motto is forever and always free. And it's from noon until 9 p.m. every day, nonstop bands playing, but it's also vintage clothing vendors and great food. So South by San Jose is a given. So you could just do that and be pleased as punch.
They even call it South by San Jose, like it's their own little festival. Give us an idea of a typical day.
Say you arrive on Wednesday and you're going to be there for 2 days. Typically Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday mornings. Austin City Limits Radio has a showcase that starts at like 8 in the morning and ends at 11 a.m. or noon. And you'll see, you know, 4 to 5 bands each morning before most people are even getting started. And it's usually free. You have, a lot of times we have to wait in the line in the morning, but you get a free breakfast taco and a Bloody Mary out of the deal. Donate $5 to charity. You could go and just do these morning shows and feel like you've done South by Southwest, but you know, you're just starting. There's a great showcase. It's usually on Thursday and it's called Bloody Mary Mornings. And it's in a design center. It's a, just a piece of grass. I've seen ex-ambassadors. I've seen Melissa Etheridge, you know, and this is at 10 o'clock in the morning with a free taco and a Bloody Mary. You're just sitting in the sun in the middle of this courtyard. You can go to Waterloo Records and they're going to have shows all day long. You can go into the Yeti, the main Yeti store headquarters. For me, this is usually a must. Yeti is great because they do some amazing showcases as well, as far as bands are concerned. But they also always have a barbecue, a Texas barbecue place that gets you grub for the day. And these are the barbecue places, the famous barbecue places. If you're paying for your drink or your food at South By, at every location, you're doing something wrong because there are so many great giveaways of amazing food and amazing drinks and things like that, that you can just float around.
You are not walking down the street or into any of these venues and going away empty-handed, whether it's the swag or a drink, some little bite to eat. Something is being handed to you in pretty much every place.
You're going to be surrounded by amazing people and creative minds that have come together to help sponsor these showcases. What are you going to get out of that? You're going to get so much swag, and you're also going to try some amazing treats. Could be the latest new tequila. I had an amazing mezcal from Dos Hombres. You're going to get a great new canvas tote. You'll get a hat. Swag is everywhere. You're going to come home with a bag full of amazing stuff.
You can totally do South By without a badge, and you should if you're just starting this journey of going. I think it's good to just kind of dip your toes in than to overwhelm yourself.
You have a spidey sense when it comes to speakeasy bars, so I know that you have at least one that you'd be willing to share.
One of the bars I love is called Here Nor There. You do need a little bit of a get-on-the-list kind of attitude for this bar. Download their app, and you can be a guest of theirs. They do have members, but they do take guests, and they will send you a code, and then you can make a reservation, and it's a very, very cool bar. If for some reason you can't get in, they have a sister bar called In Plain Sight. It's right next door. It is a tiny sliver of a bar, all lit in red. The two bartenders, Brandon and Eddie, make you feel like you've been coming in there forever. Like, they're so welcoming when, in fact, it was full when I walked in and they motioned me on over to the edge of the bar, and I was kind of standing in between and shuffling back and forth because they needed to, you know, make drinks. And I joked to them that I felt like I was dating one of them, waiting for one of them to get off from their shift because I was doing the little bar shuffle dance with them. But they made me feel very welcome and not in the way at all. They make some incredible drinks. It's a tiny drink list, but some of the most inventive and expertly made cocktails I've had in a really long time. Around the corner from In Plain Sight, you must stop in the Driscoll Hotel, probably one of the most historical spots in Austin, just a couple blocks from the Capitol. It's where LBJ met Lady Bird. It's also right around the corner from the Paramount. That's where your Step and Repeat, that's where your interviews for everything film festival is going on. And if you pop into the bar at the Driscoll, it's pretty much like you're in the green room of the film festival. Every table is going to be somebody famous that is presenting their films. They make excellent martinis, and it's an old school, laid back Texas vibe.
Join us back here in 2 days' time when Katrina will reveal some of her favorite groups and musicians that she heard this year at South by Southwest, and we will follow her to the Round Top Antiques Roadshow.